Today, after 46 years of generating electricity, controversy, and community concerns over safety, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth is shutting down for good. While the precise time of the cold shutdown is secret, Plymouth has been planning for this day for months, and operators of the nuclear plant have been training for the historic shutdown at a special off-site facility. This morning, we have a preview of how to shut down a nuclear reactor from WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who got a tour of the training center.
Five miles from the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant, in a wooded suburban neighborhood, in a nondescript office building, is a very unusual room. It looks a lot like the bridge on the Starship Enterprise from the original Star Trek TV series.
I'm not sure I'm with you on that one. It looks like the Pilgrim Station control room to me.
Telling it like she sees it is Christina Renaud, a senior operations trainer at Entergy's Chiltonville Training Center. This room is a full-scale simulator, an identical twin mock-up of the control room at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant.
It's exactly the same. The carpet tiles are the same colors. The ceiling tiles are the same. The garbage cans, locations, the printers, every computer screen is the same, every chair, everything. When you're up here, you might as well be at the plant.
An elevated platform provides a commanding view for SROs, senior reactor operators who monitor the banks of control panels and instruments, lining walls and desks. The simulator is used to train and test operators for running the real thing. For weeks, crews have been training here, so they'll be good to go when it comes time to turn it off.
We've made a commitment, right, to be cold shutdown May 31st. We're going to start earlier so that if there's an equipment issue or if something happens, we have time to respond and repair as necessary and still meet our deadline.
Pilgrim is a relatively small electric generator as nuclear power plants go. After cold shutdown, it'll be disconnected from the power grid.
We put out enough to power approximately 600,000 homes in the area per year.
For the past decade, Carla Christensen has been an instructor here at the simulator. Before that, for half a dozen years, she was a senior reactor operator at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. Christensen worked her way up.
I actually was cleaning toilets here when I started working here, and I said, I want to run this place. So I put myself through school, got a degree in nuclear power technology while I worked here, and attained a reactor operator's license. I love what we do. The core of what we do, no pun intended, the core of what we do is really, it's quite fascinating.
The Pilgrim Simulator is a scene frozen in time, 1968. That's the year construction began on the nuclear power plant. There are flashing plastic buttons, hundreds of knobs, levers, and dials. It's old school, mostly analog, with some modern digital touches.
The humming you can hear in the background is actually our reactor feed pumps that sit adjacent to the main control room. You can actually hear it when you shut the pumps down.
So you're simulating the sound?
Yeah. Yes.
Ink pens on revolving paper drums record reactor pressure and temperature. Familiar, comforting clicks to operator ears.
Most operators prefer the analog indications because you can hear when something is changing.
It takes a crew of at least 8 to power down Pilgrim's reactor to zero. They'll be operating from a detailed written schedule called a brief of infrequently performed tasks, going through the precise series of events needed to bring Pilgrim's reactor to cold shutdown. One thing you quickly learn on a tour of the simulator, never, ever refer to the shutdown of a nuclear reactor as pulling the plug.
When somebody hears a pull the plug, they think it's that simple and they think it's kind of nonchalant. It sounds too nonchalant, right? Because that's not what happens here. We don't do anything nonchalant fashion. It's all as you see it.
By the numbers. The reactor engineer will constantly monitor the core's temperature and pressure and relay data to the senior reactor operator.
The plant shutdown will not start until that individual gives the command.
Very military.
Very. Yep. Three-part communications every time. So, Carla, in accordance with power maneuver plan shutdown one, make core flow 43 million pounds mass per hour.
In accordance with power maneuver plan, shutdown one, make core flow 43 million pounds mass per hour.
Carla, that's correct.
That's correct.
And she doesn't do a thing until that communication happens.
The carefully choreographed chain of command will slow down the nuclear chain reaction. Operators lowering 145 neutron absorbing control rods into the core in a specific sequence.
That's three part. I tell her, she repeats, and I acknowledge that what she said was right by saying that's correct.
That's the way it's supposed to work. But reactor operators have also prepared for the worst, an emergency shutdown or scram. There have been at least 10 scrams at Pilgrim over the past 45 years. The latest earlier this month when a cooling water pump lost power. They practice for events like this at the simulator.
Okay. Carla, scram the reactor, enter 216.
Stina, scram the reactor and enter 216.
That is correct.
Carla Christensen grabs a key hanging on a panel, inserts and turns it, and then simultaneously hits two kill switches mounted on a red sign marked Reactor Manual Scram.
Christina, reactor is scrammed. APRMs are downscale.
Reactors are scrammed. APRMs are downscale.
That's correct.
It takes seconds to insert the control rods and scram the reactor, but the core is still very hot. Now pressure and heat in the reactor vessel must be carefully monitored and controlled using powerful water pumps that can handle 4,000 gallons a minute.
Would you have been as calm and collected in a real scram?
You want to see it one more time? I'll be even more calm and collected. Really, I'm a little out of sorts because I usually don't stand here for this. I'm usually up there.
Yeah, it happens in the plant just as it does in training.
That's the thing that operators have said. That was just like the simulator.
Ops training instructor Kevin Murphy watches the action from the simulator's elevated control desk.
So we practice the scram. We have the operators come up here every 5 weeks. They come to training. That's 20% of their time is almost spent in training.
Does it ever get boring here?
We like boring.
Again, simulator ops instructor Christina Renault.
Okay, nuclear power, we like boring. What I mean by that, let me explain what I mean by that. Our job is not to make power. Our job is to shut down the reactor if and when it's necessary to do so.
Today, it will be necessary to do so. Operators will slowly bring Pilgrim's reactor to zero power. The plant's generator will be disconnected from the electric grid. And tomorrow, anti-nuclear activists who fought to close the plant for decades will celebrate the shutdown with a party they're calling The Plug is Pulled on Pilgrim. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.